Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cosmic Circus Review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
And today, we have a very special episode. We're talking about the Academy Awards, the 97th Academy Awards, the first time hosted by Conan O'Brien. John, what did you think about Mr. Conan O'Brien?
Dude, I love me some Conan. I love me Coco. I love me some Coco.
Team Coco!
I think I've told you many times before, I'm a big fan of Conan O'Brien. I watch Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend all the time. I love Sonam Mohsesian. I like Matt Gourley. I watched that all the time. This ceremony was delightful.
It was amazing.
Purely delightful. It felt, I don't know if you have any memories of Billy Crystal
Yeah. Oh,
doing
the
ceremonies.
Oscars? No, I don't remember that. No.
Oh my God. So I'm old enough to remember the Billy Crystal ceremonies, and they were just so joyful. They were not like, and the one thing about the way Conan did it, there was a balance. Like, there was like self-referential humor, but he also poked fun at the audience. There was an Amelia Perez joke that just took me out, took me completely out.
Oh my God.
But
And then it looks right at her. It looks right at her as it's doing the joke.
it was done in such a way that you couldn't be mad.
Yeah.
And
Good stuff.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got a way of like balancing the politics while also delivering comedy for everybody, for everyone. He even made a joke about Russia, in regards to Honora.
Yeah.
And it works. It worked so
It works.
great.
It works.
And he
You know, this
does
guy,
it.
he was so natural. He might have a career in stand-up after this, you know?
Mom, well, I mean, who knows? You never know. He could. I mean, he might have a career right up. Who knows?
Podcast.
They should. But you never know.
I love Conan too. I don't think I love him as much as you do, because I think your history with him is much deeper, but he's really like, I love him. Every time I watch Conan, I'm always love it. Always love Conan.
He's got a way of delay. He's so quick, like so snappy in his like comedy. He went to Harvard, right? Like he went to Harvard and
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
yeah,
Wow.
he went to Harvard. Like he ran the Lampoon magazine for a long
Wow.
time, and
No.
he's such a brilliant guy. And he could have been a doctor. He could have done like so many things when he went to Harvard, and he decided to do comedy. And he's just so snappy and quick. Like I compared him to Robin Williams one time, and I really do think he's got that Robin Williams-esque quality where he's so walk up. It was a great ceremony. I
Yeah,
hope
I
they
loved
bring
it.
him back. I really do.
Yes, I really, I would absolutely, like, I would honestly, I was watching the Oscars and I didn't even care about getting to the Oscars. I just wanted to keep watching Conan.
Yeah.
I was like, I would tune in every year for this if he was just here. You know, I would just, it doesn't matter what the movies are on the Oscars. I want the Conan show. Okay, let's get into the actual ceremony. So beforehand, you and I both wrote down our predictions for everything, even the things we haven't seen, which I was very upset about because I don't believe in predicting things that I
So I used to work for Formula One Mania, and we used to do it all the time. Like we used to do predictions all the time, and it was never required that you watch everything. It's just you take a guess, and the way everybody used to look at the categories of like short films and stuff like that, they were just like dark horses, kind of like, if you get one, it might get you in the lead. If you don't,
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But you know how I am. Like, I like to be like 110%. I'm like too thorough. I like to like study everything so that I can make the best decisions.
There's no way to see every film at the Oscars. There's no way.
I can try.
No way. I mean, for example, there's one movie that won the documentary feature. I'm not going to go into it yet, but it doesn't even got U.S. distribution yet. There's no way to watch it, really, at the moment.
Anyways, so let's get into it. We're going to start with some of the smaller categories, then we're going to work way up to the big ones. Animated short film. The winner was In the Shadow of the Cypress. John, you put Magic Candies. I actually put In the Shadow of the Cypress. Have you seen any of the movies in this category,
No,
John?
I have not. I haven't seen
Me neither.
one.
I just thought the name sounded cool, so I picked it and I got a point.
Good job.
But just like that, so easy. Yeah,
Bravo,
but
bravo.
But let me gamble on your Oscars next year. Okay, documentary short film. The winner was The Only Girl in the Orchestra. Neither of us put this.
No, I
Have
don't.
you
I
seen?
think I think I picked. I can't even remember, honestly.
It, you picked Incident.
Incident. Okay, and I think the last one I picked Alien. I think.
For a live action short film.
Because I thought like based on what I heard about it, I thought it would be one of those things that the Oscars like gravitates towards because it has to do with like alien like I mean immigrant stuff. Like I thought they would gravitate towards it, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
So
To be quite honest, I am interested. I mean, the short films, why not go watch them? But I just haven't had a chance yet. But I'm interested, especially the animated ones. Those are always a lot of fun, I think. Okay.
right.
Original song, El Mal from Emilio Perez, which we both put. I think that one was pretty obvious.
It was obvious, and I also cringed all at the same time. Yeah.
Did you think there was any competition at all with Mi Camino from Emilio Perez, The Journey, Like a Bird from Sing Sing, Never Too Late from Elton John?
I think Sing Sing, I think, could have been competitive, but I will admit
Emilio
that
Perez is a musical. Sing Sing is just like the credits song at the end.
it's not really about the musical, but I mean, you would even think something involved with Wicked would win, but
Well,
like.
those aren't original songs.
I know. It's
Okay.
not my point. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Next up, visual effects, Dune Part Two. We both picked. Good job, John.
Water is wet. It's like
Yeah.
obviously that was going to win.
I
Like
mean,
everybody knew.
I loved Alien Romulus, but Dune is frickin' Dune, you know?
It's funny because I automatically put a check mark by it because I was like, that's gonna win. I know it's gonna win.
There were a couple of these. Like the first one they presented, well, we'll get into it later, but the first one they presented, I was like, come on, easy, easy pickings.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, documentary feature film, No Other Land. We
So
both put Porcelain War. Have you seen any of these?
I'm not. Based on my research, Porcelain War was the most consistent one that people
Okay.
talked about. And but the other part of my instinct was that, Hollywood has been very anti-Palestine. And I was like, I just feel like they're not going to be cool. They're not going to be cool. I was like, and that's what the movie is about. It's about the stuff happening over in Palestine right now. And lo and behold, I'm honestly kind of glad to be wrong that they
I
actually,
understand that. I understand that.
but yeah, they picked No Other Land and wasn't surprised by the Oscars.
Yeah.
So,
And again, I'm really interested. I'm interested to come back and check these out. I just haven't had a
But
chance.
and it also doesn't have U.S. distribution. So I was thinking like, well, I don't think enough Academy voters are going to either see it or support it. And that was just my instinct in it, and they did. They did. So yeah, good for them.
All right. Next up, we have international feature. The winner was I'm Still Here, which we both put.
Yes.
You watched this, right?
Yes. I did watch it. It's an
And
incredible film. Incredible
yeah.
film.
I'm pretty sure probably a lot of reviewers probably haven't seen it yet. Can you tell them why they should watch it? What's it
It
about?
has got one of the best performances. I think it's Fernanda Torres is her name. It is about it's in Brazil.
Brazil and France. Yeah, Brazil.
Yeah, so it's about when that country was under a dictatorship. I mean, like where we're almost at right now. And so basically, the main character's husband is one of those people that's like fighting things underneath, like underground. And she doesn't really know everything that's going on, and all of a sudden he just disappears. Just disappears. And it's about her struggle of losing this man mysteriously out of nowhere and trying to have a normal family while this is going on. It is an amazing performance. The stuff she goes through in the film, it feels raw, it feels authentic. It is tragic, the way that it's shown, and it's got one of the most amazing performances. I would argue that it's a better performance than the ones that won for Best Actors. I would argue that, but
We can get into that. Yeah,
you get into that
we'll.
later, yeah.
I also want to mention this is the first Brazilian film to ever win an Academy Award.
It's
Ever.
amazing. And
That's pretty cool.
it's way better than Emilia Perez. So I'm very glad that that won.
I haven't seen this yet. I have it ready. I'm gotta watch it. I haven't had a chance. I had a chance last night before the Oscars, and instead, I went to the movie theater to watch Nosferatu again.
I don't blame you. But
And let me tell you, it rips. It's a fantastic movie. Nosferatu should have swept. I love that movie. I love that movie.
It would never sweep because the Academy body, it's made up a lot of older people. They're never
Yeah.
going to embrace horror that way. It's sad.
I could just drink that movie. I love Nosferatu. Alrighty. Next one. Animated feature film, Flow! Neither of us
Whoa.
put Flow.
I feel my gut instinct should have gone with Flow, but
Yeah.
everything I read was The Wild Robot, and I was like,
No. I had a
well,
couple
okay.
opportunities here where there's it was some of the categories were between two choices. There's like the artistic choice and there's like the like dumb brain choice. And I kind of underestimated the voters and I thought they would go with the dumb brain choice. Like I thought
Yeah.
Flow is like the challenging, interesting one. And Wild Robot is like the easy, like low-hanging
I
fruit.
still think Wild Robot's pretty smart. I think it's a pretty
It
smart film.
is, but I think Flow is more challenging.
It's way more challenging. Yeah, it's way more challenging. But man, good for them. Good for them.
But Flow
It's a great film.
is so interesting. Like even just today, I was describing it at work, and the concept of it is so fascinating because it's like in a post-apocalyptic world. There's no humans anymore. It's just these animals that are born into this world. They don't know the history of what happened. They're just
Yeah.
exploring the world as nature is reclaiming the earth without humans anymore. What happens post-humans? And it's just from a cat's point of view, when they have these realistic animals like cats and the dogs, and they're all just discovering life together and
Life
working
together,
together and
yeah.
fighting together. And it's just a
In a
new type of
very
civilization.
meditative sort of way. It's very
Yeah.
meditative also. That's the beautiful part. Like it's I've never seen an animated movie like that. So yeah.
Yeah, like it's to the extent like I felt kind of the same way with Nickel Boys, where it's challenging and at first you're not sure if like you like it or love it or what, but after it's over, I can't stop thinking about them because I've
Yeah.
never seen anything like it, you know? And like that's what I think we should be appreciating, like these new things that like show us a new way of looking at the world and thinking about movies and our perspectives. So yeah, I'm really glad Flo won. Okay, next, makeup and hairstyling, The Substance. We put The Substance, easy peasy.
Again,
I
water is what?
Nosferatu. Nosferatu could have been a. You don't think so?
For which one? For makeup and hairstyling?
For makeup and hairstyling. Did you see what they did to that to what's his name? Ben Skarsgård?
Yeah,
Bill.
but
What? Bill Skarsgård. Yeah.
well,
Unrecognizable. Uh-huh.
the reason why I think the substance is better is because they do a lot more with the makeup and hairstyling in that film than they do that one. Because there's the makeup effects in the substance are bananas. I mean, even
That is the movie. That is the movie. Yeah.
even the final whatever the hell that is at the end of it.
And it's all practical. It's all real.
It's all practical, the cosmic horror-ish nature of it at the end. I think the right one won. It's not a slight against Nosferatu. Nosferatu is going to be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. You know what?
Yeah.
It will live on.
I
So.
know. I know. I still loved it. My God. What they I couldn't that is the Crow, man. That's Bill Skarsgård from The Crow. And you don't even recognize that it's
Yeah,
not
I
for
know. I know, man. I
us.
know.
Course, and that giant mustache. Oh, he's so disgusting. I love that movie.
Disgusting, terrifying, formidable. It's
Yeah.
an amazing performance.
All right, next up we have costume design. Wicked. Wicked. We all put Wicked.
Yeah.
Again, I had number two, Nosferatu. For everything, Nosferatu.
There's like three on there that could have probably like okay, like Nosferatu, that one. I can't remember the other one that I thought was gonna be it like there was that was a three-way battle.
So there was a complete unknown, Conclave, Gladiator, Nosferatu, Wicked.
I think Conclave was pretty close in nature too. Same thing with production design. Production design, Dune, and I think Dune and Wicked were a close battle on that one.
I think Brutalist could have had a chance also for
Brutalist
production
too,
design.
yeah. Brutalist
Yeah.
also, yeah.
Yeah,
Brutalist
but
is very up there.
for production design, the winner was Wicked, and we both put Wicked. And to be
Yeah.
honest, I do think the movie could have looked great, but the way they lit the movie, it's almost all backlit with like the light coming from behind the characters, and everything looks kind of crappy. If they moved the light around so you could actually see the sets properly and see the actors properly, I think it would look better.
I thought I could see the sets just fine in like in Wicked.
Yeah.
Dude, that entire film is lit up like a Christmas tree, bro.
I don't know. Something was wrong. I don't know what it was.
Very vibrant. That's a very vibrant film.
I remember when I was watching it, I was like, I really love these sets, but I never, like, when you're on a stage, you can see the whole set at once. I never felt that with Wicked. Like, they never really zoom out to show you, like, the grand size of the set. But you can tell it's a huge set, but I never felt, like, the same stage experience.
But that's more of a cinematography thing more than it really is, like,
Right, but what I'm saying is I felt they don't show off their production design. It is great production design, but I feel they don't show it enough.
I disagree.
Okay.
I felt the stuff in that show. I felt like
Okay.
I did. I felt like
Okay.
I did.
I felt like
We've been through that on a review. We've been through that one already.
Yeah. I don't know. I Wicked is here so many times, and I just wish the movie was more interesting because I just don't feel it's worth all these nominations, but it could have been. And I just don't, I wish I could see what people see. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. You're happy. Yeah.
But I
Okay.
get it. But I get it. I like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, just to say, Wicked had 10 Oscar nominations. 10. 10.
You have to keep in mind the Academy loves a musical, especially
Sure.
a well-produced musical. Like they
Sure. Like
love
Emilia
a
Perez.
musical. I mean, that's a good example. Like they love a
13.
musical.
13 nominations for Emilia Perez. Holy moly. Okay. Next up, we have Best Sound, which went to Dune Part 2. We both said Dune Part 2. The sound design. I would also say Nickel Boys or Nosferatu also had really good sound.
Honestly, I think if it were me, it would have been a close battle between Dune and Nosferatu. I think those would have been my choices. But Dune is the obvious answer.
Yes, especially with the Bene Gesserit, right? With that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's
all
just,
the sound effects.
Well, I mean, just the visuals, the audio. I mean, dude, that movie's a technical masterpiece.
It really is. It really is. But in Nickel Boys, I felt so much of the experience also comes from the sound in that movie. So I really like the sound design in Nickel
Well,
Boys.
A little bit, but not as strong as this one.
Perhaps, yeah.
Not
I think
nearly
it's more
strong.
subtle also in Nickel Boys. But really, there was a lot of good choices, I think. But Dune is, I think, the clear, easy favorite. Okay, next we have film editing. I put Brutalist, you put Conclave. The winner was Anora. How do you feel about that?
I think those are the three ways. Those, like, based on everything that I read, that was honestly, man, all four of them were competitive. The Brutalist, the Brutalist, Conclave, well, all three of them, the Brutalist, Conclave, and Anora, all three of those were, from everything that I like looked at, it was like Russian roulette with that. You don't really know what you were going to get.
Is that an Anora joke? Russian roulette?
Because, like, with Anora, the way that it's cut so pristinely, and how it, like, the energy. The movie's got an energy that works in the edit, and
sure,
you know what I'm saying? With the Brutalist, I mean, dude,
it's also, especially like that first half, it just flies by.
Flies, and it's
it
almost
flies.
3.5 hours long, and it
it's a
works
three, it's a
so
4 hour
well.
Movie about a sad architect, and it goes, phew, love
I
that
don't
movie.
Understand why Conclave was in competition with the other two the way that one was, but almost everybody was picking Conclave, and I was like, oh, okay,
No.
I guess.
I thought Conclave had a chance even at Best Picture. I thought it was going to be some like surprise dark horse
I knew
upset.
It was not going to win. I knew.
Like Conclave and Anora, they were good, but I just didn't love them as much as everyone else. Anora more than Conclave, of course. But
I did Conclave. I don't think you deserve Best Picture. I never thought that.
There's a difference though between should and will. Like what should win and what does win. You know. For editing, I also I'm sorry. I also want to say Nosferatu because I watched it yesterday, dude, and those cuts are slick, and the way it transitions, the goes from one scene to like there's one scene where they light some bodies on fire, and it zooms into the fire, and it transitions into someone's torch that
oh,
they
yeah,
carry.
Oh yeah, beautiful
there's
shot.
So many,
beautiful
there's shot. So many. There's some scenes, you know, when Nosferatu is possessing the girl. There's some scenes where it's like Nosferatu, his point of view turns into shadow, then it turns into the girl.
Oh yeah,
and
it's
there's
great.
So many.
It's great.
Oh, the whole movie is just a dream. It just flows, and Nosferatu. I loved it. I loved it. I'm sorry. We never did a Nosferatu episode after I watched it. This is my Nosferatu moment. Okay.
Take it in, man. Take it in.
All right.
Take it in.
Original score. We both said Brutalist. The answer was Brutalist. Yay, Brutalist.
Yeah.
What were some of the other ones that you think could have won score?
I don't even think Dune was nominated, right?
It
Dune
was
was
not.
nominated.
We had The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, Wild Robot.
Maybe Wild
Not a, not a,
Robot. I think
yeah.
Wild Robot. Well,
Wild Robot had good music, yeah.
I think Wild Robot easily was like my pick for second.
Yeah.
Personally, if I were saying like what should win,
I understand that, yeah.
yeah. But I mean, Brutalist was also a pretty great score as well.
Yeah.
And based on all the research that I was looking at, it was going to be Brutalist. So I was like.
I just don't think this is a very good lineup of nominations. The Substance had an amazing score. Nosferatu had a great score. Where are they?
I did. It was honestly, it was a strong year. I
Yeah.
don't understand why Emilia Perez is on there, but hey, you know.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
think my biggest issue comes from the nominations first and then the actual voting later. I just don't agree with some of these nominations. There's so much better stuff that where's Civil War? Where's Challengers? You know? I think they should be.
Challengers is what bothers me the most.
That had a fantastic score, my guy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's the one that bothers me the most. I mean,
Yeah.
dude, like, and we'll go into Best Picture, but there's a movie that was left out of the nomination for Best Picture.
What?
I'll tell you what
Okay.
it is.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
not obvious until I say it, and you're gonna be like, what? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have cinematography. You picked Brutalist. I picked my guy Nosferatu. The winner was Brutalist, but I understand it completely.
Actually, again, those were the top two choices.
They looked fan.
Talking,
I mean, Dune looked good too. There was lots of good looking movies this year. Brutalist
but
and
not
Nosferatu
the
were like the best of
Nosferatu
the best.
won at the end. Nosferatu wanted to go to Nope. But so that had a lot of the momentum, kind of like Flow. That had a lot of the momentum, but in my brain, I was like, it's going to be the Brutalist. I just had a feeling it was going to be the Brutalist, and I was right.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, even in my notes, I put Nosferatu, but likely Brutalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm Nosferatu pilled. I think there should have been a Nosferatu sweep,
Oh,
and then Nickel Boys and Brutalist should get the rest. That's my Academy Awards. Yeah. Okay. Where are we? Original screenplay. You picked Anora. I picked A Real Pain. The answer was Anora.
and that again was gonna be a battle. Like it was gonna be a battle. In the
But for me, I
past.
think it was probably only between those two.
So there, this was the thing. I knew A Real Pain was never gonna win Best Picture. I knew it was never going to, but sometimes the Academy will go against like the grain and nominate somebody else for original, but
And that's why I was thinking that it might go to A Real Pain.
yeah, kind of like Get Out.
Yeah.
Get Out won Best Original Screenplay, but the Academy Award went to what's his name?
Shape of Water?
Yeah, The Shape of Water. It went to
That
The Shape of
year?
Water. So, but typically 9 times out of 10, whoever wins Best Original Screenplay wins Best Picture. That's usually how it goes. Like if they get Best Original, they're probably gonna win Best Picture. And the minute that Anora won Best Original, I was like, well, there it is. I was
Yeah,
like,
for
that
sure.
tells me right there.
Yeah. I think for me, the moment it went editing, that's when I could kind of see, oh, this is happening now.
Yeah, but like even in the past, like what's it called? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I think
Yeah,
that
yeah,
one
yeah.
I think that one Best Editing before also. And that was not the Best Picture like winner.
No.
I think sometimes they do go against the grain on every category. It's always the original screenplay for me that gives it away. That gives away the entire game.
No. I
There
think I
there
was going
was
to say
some.
I think also like Jesse Eisenberg, I thought maybe this is his chance to win something here. So I thought they might give him just for being Jesse Eisenberg, they might just give him an award.
Well, and it was a personal screenplay. It was a personal
Exactly.
screenplay, and like that's why I kind of thought like it might get stolen. I think I wrote that on there. I put the
We both
Nora, but
did.
I was like,
We both put that. Yeah.
yeah, but I was surprised. Like, it's probably gonna be stolen by him.
Yeah. For me, it was like 50-50 between them, and I decided to lean A Real Pain just before Jesse Eisenberg. But
Yeah.
yeah, like you said. Okay. Next, we have adapted screenplay. Conclave, Conclave. The answer is Conclave.
Yeah,
That one.
obviously.
But in a fair world, I think Nosferatu and Nickel Boys could have. I think they're stronger.
I think, well, for me personally, I think Nickel Boys is the top one for me.
Sing Sing also. I think that movie had sometimes it's a little too soft. I think it could have been a little harsher, but I really like Sing Sing, and I think that
I
should have been
love
represented a
Sing
little better.
Sing. Well, that's my favorite movie of last year. I still think
Really?
that's the new film, but I think Nickel Boys is a stronger script, personally.
Yeah, and Nickel Boys and also Nosferatu. I love how those reinvent the lore. And that, yeah. It's such a cinematic way. Like, Nosferatu has all this legacy, all this lore of these versions of Dracula and Nosferatu. And it respects all of them while reinventing all of them. And yeah. I was blown away by, like, what he does just even on the page, not even just cinematically. Nickel Boys is so revolutionary how it takes just a book and it presents something that I've never seen before, using the text from a book to give me, like, this first-person, like, book point of view. With, and then I'm jumping between narrators like you do in a book also. So yeah. I love how it adapted the screenplay, but we don't live in a fair world.
No, we don't. And it's the Academy. I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood, like, what would happen in a voting body until I became, like, until I became a film critic and mm-hmm. actually got acknowledged by, like, my city as a film critic. Mm-hmm. And then you get into a voting body, into a film critic organization, and, like, you put all your eggs in there. It's fascinating to see what turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the minute that you stick everything in,
yeah.
and what you kind of sort of realize, and I try to tell everyone, like, that everybody needs to keep in mind, some of these Academy Award voters were around to type on a typewriter. That's what I'm trying, like, I try to explain to people this, like, some of these voters have been around since before the computer.
Uh-huh.
So,
and now, and keep in mind that these are the same people watching Anora and giving it Best Picture. So
no, well, I mean, like, that, and on top of that, like, that's why you see things like Green Book and Emilia Perez get like 13 nominations. I'm just saying,
hello,
that's
fellow
why
kids.
You see this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right. Yeah. Anyway,
next we have supporting actress. We all put the whole entire world put Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. There wasn't much competition here. I just want to say the competition was Monica Barbaro, Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande, Wicked, Felicity Jones, Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini, Conclave, Zoe Saldana, Emilia Perez. That's a solid lock. That's a lock.
Yeah. But here's the thing about it. And I know a lot of people have been bashing on Emilia Perez, but I don't think any of this is her fault.
Not at all. She's great. She's great. Yeah.
I think she's an amazing, she seems like an amazing human being.
Yeah.
And I think that the performance is good. I think it's a very good performance.
I'm sure you noticed during the Oscar ceremony when they're showing the clips of the movie, they never show Emilia Perez from Emilia Perez. It's just Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. And they forgot to show any scenes of Emilia Perez in the movie Emilia Perez.
That's okay. That's okay. Probably better off. Probably better off. But, I think your speech was incredible. I think I actually low-key got a little teary-eyed by her speech.
She's very good. I really like Zoe Saldana. Yeah.
And I wasn't even paying attention. I was on my phone trying to put a check mark. And she was speaking, and I was like, oh my God, my eyes are watering up.
Wow. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
we got supporting.
I'm okay with the win. I'm okay with this one.
Of course, yeah. So just to be clear, these are Emilia Perez's two wins. It was Zoe Saldana for supporting actress and El Mall. I think that's okay. I think both of those are fine. Yeah,
as long as they were pretty much locked. International, I'm fine.
Yeah, but how do you feel about Margaret Qualley not being in here?
I don't know if I have to win. She would have not won.
I feel like she should have been nominated because Substance was such a two-hander for both of them, right?
Who do you take out on the supporting actor?
Felicity Jones. I didn't think she was great. I didn't think she was great in The Brutalist. Really? You think Felicity Jones over Margaret Qualley? Margaret Qualley is the substance of the substance.
I think that performance is pretty nuanced by Felicity Jones.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but
I think if
we have to pick... I mean, Ariana Grande, I think she was Galinda. She has to be there. Yeah. Isabella Rossellini, I'm anti-Conclave.
She was the most competitive too, is Isabella Rossellini. And I didn't see it.
Felicity Jones could have gone Isabella Rossellini. Even Monica Barbaro, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't super hot on this category. I think
I did not like that movie at all. The complete unknown, so get rid of Monica Barbaro.
Yeah.
But
you're a Bob Dylan fan, right?
It's not even really about it. It's not my thing, but that's not why I didn't like it. It was just like, it felt like James Mangold learned nothing in 20 years. Like, in the last two decades since Walk the Line came out, we've had Walk Hard parody that movie so hard.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but Walk Hard parody that movie so hard. And he makes the same exact film. Same as I felt. Like he learned, he didn't try to like learn from any of the cliches. And I felt like that movie is full of cliches. That's
I thought when I remember when I was watching it, Complete Unknown, I'm like, this is like a 3.5 star movie, but Timmy's giving a 5-star performance. I remember watching it, I was like, that is our best actor. Like Academy Award, Oscar, best actor winner. And I was just itching. I thought he just had it locked. But that was before I saw The Brutalist.
It's a great performance and a very mediocre film.
Well said. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Monica Barbaro should have been nominated. I think Margaret Qualley should have been here instead.
Yeah. I probably agree with that one.
Yeah. Okay. Next we have supporting actor, Kieran Culkin, Real Pain. Surprise!
No, nobody was surprised.
And that was
surprised.
literally the first one. And I you could feel all the film nerds in the world just going, check. Because
Yeah.
everybody just knew.
Yeah, we knew that was gonna happen. I don't think he would have been my pick, but I knew he was gonna win. I was like, oh, water's wet. Okay.
No, my pick would have been Divine Eye from Sing Sing. Easy.
Yeah, same thing. Same
Easy.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the acting in Sing Sing was so good
Yep.
with a Divine Eye playing himself, and then Colin Domingo playing Divine G. Loved their performances in Sing
Well,
Sing.
Colin Domingo would have been my choice for best actor. He would have been
I
like.
really think best actor is tough. For me, I can't decide between Brody or Colin Domingo for who should
That
take it.
would have been my two choices. It would have
Yeah,
been my
both
two.
are so good. And then I think I would probably lean Domingo. Probably that would be my pick. But
Same here.
it's not a fair world. Yeah.
It's not, no.
Okay. But we'll get to that in just a second. Next we have directing. You picked Sean Baker for Anora. I picked Brady Corbet for The Brutalist. The answer was Anora. Just because I wasn't preparing for hardcore Anora speak.
I knew it was going to happen. And we talked
Yeah.
about it beforehand. I remember you and I talked about it before the ceremony. I was like, bro, I think the Academy is swooning over Anora right now. I think.
And I had the feeling that you were right, but I refused to accept it. I said, I will not acknowledge this in my ballot. I will vote what something between what should win and what likely will.
Again, we'll get to the best picture and we'll get into that conversation in a minute, but I got a lot more to say about that. But that's a
Just for
longer
best
comment.
directing, what do you think should have won? Should have won.
Oh gosh, if it were me, if it were like the overall ceremony, if I were going to pick what should have won best, like best everything, to me, so I have two thoughts. My favorite film is Sing Sing, but if I were going to pick the best director, it would have been Brady Corbett. It would have been him. I think I love Sing Sing more, but I acknowledge that The Brutalist is the best made film, I think, of all of them, because it's got the best performances, it's got the best cinematography, it's got the best acting. I think it's a more overall well-made film than any of them, in my opinion. But
No, it's good. It's good. I think I mean I can kind of see Anora, but I think The Substance, Nickel Boys, and Nosferatu had such a clear vision of what this world is. And this is a movie unlike any you've seen. It's a complete unique point of view, unique from production design to music to cinematography to
but I like
everything.
Anora more than you, though. I like Anora more. I don't think they did wrong.
Yeah,
I
no, it's
think
not
it's a
wrong, but yeah.
good film. I think you wanted something from the movie that it did not give you. And I
That's
think
right.
and I and
That's
I
right.
think I think everybody else got what they wanted. And that's kind of the difference, is that you wanted something from it that it did not provide. And everybody else is like, no, we're okay with this. We're fine with what we got, you
Yeah,
know?
that's a nice way to put it. Because I'm watching the movie and I'm like, I think this should have happened, and then it doesn't happen, and we get to the end of the movie when some of it starts happening. I'm like, well, why didn't this just happen like an hour ago? You know, because I'm like, if she marries the kid who comes from rich parents, he is not rich. His parents are rich, and so I'm just like, okay, so the parents come in, and then they'll say end the thing, and then he'll have to go with the parents, and she'll be left alone. I said that like 30
But
an hour into the movie, and then I'm just like, why are we running around the city? It's
I
obviously
loved
because,
it. But see, the thing is, people like me loved all that. We loved all the running around. We loved the chaos feel that it tried to have.
And also, I'm like, obviously, he's gonna be at the same place where he met her. He just went back there. So just go there.
I don't think it was obvious. I really don't
I
think it was
don't know. I
obvious.
don't know. I'm watching the movie and I'm like, come on, movie, let's go, movie, let's go, movie.
But dude, I loved it. I loved the chaotic
Yeah.
energy that I almost like have. I
Yeah.
loved chaotic energy.
I
And
really like the first half.
I love how it just keeps going and gets more crazy and more ridiculous. So I think it's just a matter of what you wanted out of it. And I didn't really have any expectations from it. I just took it for what it was and then walked out. But I think the fact that I think you weigh what you wanted more than what a lot of other people do.
It depends, but maybe. I think if I watch this again, accepting it for what it is, I'll probably like it more.
Possibly. You know? It's possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
Now that but going into it, I'm just like, okay, I can see where this is going. This is fun, but come on, let's go. I don't know. Okay. Next, we have leading actress. Again, Mikey Madison for Anora. We both put Demi Moore for The Substance.
This was a coin flip contest. Oh. It was going to be a coin flip the entire time. But if you remember, I told you right before.
You kept telling me it's a coin flip. And I'm like, John, she's Demi Moore. She's got it.
But I told you right beforehand, I got a feeling Madison's going to get it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to win Best Picture.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was like, I just got a feeling that's going to push Madison over the hump. I just got a weird feeling. But don't worry. Madison will be in a Marvel movie next year. And then we'll go. And then her career won't have any more of this.
Is it? She is?
No, I'm being
facetious. Okay.
That's
I do
the
not
way.
Know. This could be a Cosmic Circus scoop, John. I don't know.
Typically the way it goes. They win Best Actor, Best whatever, and then all of a sudden they're in the Marvel film.
Maybe that's what Timmy's waiting for. He needs to get his Oscar, and then he'll go join Marvel. Maybe that's what he's waiting for.
He's saying I'll never do it, is what he said to me.
I know, I'm joking. I think Matthew McConaughey gave him that advice, I think.
Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, it was Leo. My bad. Thank you. Thank you. In my head, it was either one of the two. I couldn't remember. Okay. I'm trying to think. I don't know. For lead actress, I didn't really feel like I loved any of them. I actually like Lily Rose Depp and Nosferatu, but
I honestly wanted Demi to get it. I wanted Demi Moore to get it.
It feels right. It feels right to give it to her.
I think Demi Moore deserved it. I think if they gave it to Demi Moore, it would have kept Madison hungry.
Yeah, I feel like it's a similar conversation for lead actor. Like you have this a fresh, hot and coming, like 20-year-old versus like a legacy, and who do you pick?
And somebody pointed out the fact that Madison won, it was basically like The Substance.
Yes, exactly.
It was the younger girl winning.
Yeah.
The irony
poetry.
The irony is not unseen, Demi.
Yeah.
It's not unseen.
Next, we have lead actor. You put Adrian Brody to Brutalist. I said it should be Brody, but I thought it would probably be Timmy. So my vote was Timmy. It was Brody. But I think like we've already gone through Brody and Colman Domingo, top, right?
Yeah, both amazing. I would have picked Colman Domingo. Mm-hmm. That would have been my choice for best actor. I think
I honestly, it's hard to say. I want to watch Brutalist again, but Domingo was so good.
I think Domingo gives them the rawest performance mm-hmm. of all of them, and I think mm-hmm. Brody is like a close second. I think he's a very close.
Very good. Yeah.
They're both amazing performances. Brody winning does not hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But I do think Domingo is the better of all of them, in my opinion.
I guess I should go in supporting actor, but I also want to mention that Bill Skarsgård actually turned himself into a vampire for Nosferatu.
Can't argue with it. Can't argue with it, you know.
I've looked at this. I cannot see him under that. That is the Crow Man. I cannot see the Crow Man underneath. I do not see him in this movie. I don't even hear the voice. That's a transformation. He's like Christian Bale. He's like Gary Oldman. What a transformation.
I know, man. I know you love Nosferatu. It's going to be okay,
can
man.
You Can you recognize Bill Skarsgård in that movie?
I think you're having the same cope that I'm having with back in 2008 or 9 when Andy Serkis played Caesar for the first time.
Yeah.
I think him playing Caesar was one of the most devastating performances through most motion capture.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the Academy was like, no, motion capture is not real acting. I'm like, and when you look at behind the scenes without the motion capture, it's one of the most devastating performances ever given by anyone.
I really love Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It's great.
It should have got nominated and it did not. It should have been in contention, but it did not. But I'm having the same cope as that as you're having with Nosferatu. So,
I mean, Nosferatu, I'm like half serious because I know that nobody respects it. But at the same time, I think it's genuinely art. It is so good. Yeah.
It's going to be okay, Vin. I promise you. It will be okay.
Yeah, I mean, Dune, Brutalist, Nosferatu, Nickel Boys, Civil War Challengers, like, it was a good year. And I don't see a lot of that represented here as it should be.
It was also a very competitive year, though, too, man. It was very
Yeah, we had
competitive.
Conclave.
Should we go to Best Picture?
Best Picture. You put a Nora, I put a Nora, we all put a Nora, and we kind of just sighed. It's not bad, but
Well,
it's not the best.
you saw it more than I did. I think it's
I
a good
did.
film.
I did, yeah.
I think it's a good film. I think there's two movies that are better than this.
Yeah, go.
But Anora does not hurt my feelings.
Yeah, what were you two, Sing Sing and Brutalist?
Sing Sing was not nominated.
But if you could put anything, if you could put
That was
anything.
the movie that I'm talking about that was not
Yeah.
nominated for Best Picture. And I don't understand what the hell was wrong with the Academy for not nominating that film.
I think it overlaps a little bit with Nickel Boys, and I think I like Nickel Boys better for being
No,
challenging.
I think Sing Sing is the better film.
It's fine. It's fine. They're different. Yeah.
But I don't think you should remove Nickel Boys either. I think you remove Conclave. Remove Conclave.
And we all clapped. And we all clapped.
Sing Sing is better than Conclave. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. For
I
sure.
think Nickel Boys and Sing Sing should be there.
I mean, let me just read the nominations. So we have Anora, Brutalist, Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here,
No,
Nickel Boys,
I'm
Up
not
Till
done.
Sleeping.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
Remove
sorry,
the
sorry.
complete unknown. Of all
What a waste of a space. Yeah.
the films to nominate over Sing Sing, why the hell is a complete unknown there? It's awful.
Bob
It's
Dylan,
terrible.
man.
And that's why I tell you the award body is people that have been there since before the typewriter. Like I'm just saying. They've been there a long time, they're older, and they're still voting because they're producers. Or their execs, they're involved in the Academy in some way. They're voting for things because they grew up with Bob Dylan. That's it. It's the only reason why it's there.
I hope they come back for the Beatles pick in a couple of years. I want that to win Best Picture.
And then we'll probably win over something that should be there. Like, anyway.
I want the four Beatles to accept the Academy Award for Best Actor as a quartet. The unison we've been waiting for since 1969.
Yeah. But
Beatles reunion.
I knew Anora was going to win. There was no chance.
Mm-hmm.
There was no chance it was going to be Conclave. There was
Yeah.
No, not in a million years.
Yeah.
I know some people. There were some people reporting that, and I was like, "You have lost your minds. It is not going to be Conclave."
I really thought there could be a Conclave upset, and then the world would turn upside down.
It was not going to be Conclave.
But because you know, it's like that by the tier voting. If everyone has like a different number one, but the same number two, you know. Then that number two would win.
The reason why I knew no matter what it would be Anora is I felt like it was going to be kind of like Nolan with Oppenheimer. I don't think Oppenheimer was his best film. I don't even think Oppenheimer was the strongest film of that year. It's
There
a
was
good
Barbie.
I don't even know if Barbie was better, but I don't think Oppenheimer was the best Christopher Nolan movie he's ever made.
Yeah.
Like The Departed. Departed
For Scorsese, yeah.
It's not the best movie that he's made,
mm-hmm.
but Sean Baker has been a indie darling for over a decade. He's been here for The Florida Project. People love Tangerine. Red Rocket, I hear, is great. I have not watched it, but I hear it's great. He's been a industry favorite for many, many years. And to me, it was just, I was like, this movie has been the talk of the industry since Cannes.
True.
Since Cannes, people have not shut up about it.
But at the same time, most of these other movies came out much later. Anora came out much earlier and was able to build up a lot of momentum.
That actually, like, proves my point, because usually the films that come out around that time
die out.
Die out in conversation by that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And it never did. It would always crop back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you thought it was gone, it would crop back up again.
Like yesterday.
And it had a second life, even after Fantastic Fest. I just feel like it's been the one movie everybody's talked about for several months. And I was like, well, that's going to be it. It's the industry fave. They're not going to quit talking about it, and they're going to award it. And
yeah. I just think I think I think it it should have been Brutalist, because it's such a powerful, impressive movie. It's so well made, with music, with costumes, with acting, with writing, with set design, with everything. The editing is so great, and it's this massive, massive movie, but it's so powerful, and it has such deep themes. But it's also controversial. Not everyone understands or likes it.
There's a lot of people that hate the second half of the Brutalist.
I know. Yeah.
A lot of people hate that. A lot of people hate
everyone. That. Everyone loves the first half, though.
Yeah, everyone loves the first half, but that second half, for whatever reason,
I mean, there's a couple of reasons you can understand why.
It makes or break it, bro. It makes or break it for a lot of people.
For me, the second half makes it stronger, because that's where it solidifies its theme, and the tragedy is part of the story. And then the triumph after the tragedy, I thought it was great. But
Right. But again, Anora doesn't hurt my feelings, but I knew it was going to happen. I would have chosen the Brutalist, and I wouldn't know anything saying, but hey, we don't live in that kind of world.
So just to recap about nominations, where do we start? I want to say nominations. Conclave had 8 noms. A Complete Unknown had 8 noms. Wicked had 10. Brutalist had 10. Emilia Perez had 13. Anora had 6 nominations, and it won 5 of its 6. That's pretty cool.
It's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Wicked had 10 nominations, it won 2. Emilia Perez had 10, had 13. Emilia Perez had 13 nominations, it won 2. Brutalist had 10 nominations, it won 3. But Anora won 5 of its 6. Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's really impressive for Sean Baker, right?
Pretty impressive. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So next year, he'll probably be announced for a Marvel movie.
Probably.
Starring Mikey Madison.
Mikey Madison. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay. Yeah. So we also need to add our tallies. So who won? So tallying everything, just really quickly, we had almost the same thing for everything. I won animated short film in The Shadow of the Cypress, my favorite animated short film of the year. In fact, I watched none of them, but still my favorite. John won cinematography, because he picked The Brutalist, and I put Nosferatu, because I believe in vampires. John also picked original screenplay, Anora, and I picked A Real Pain, because Jesse Eisenberg, I believed in him. He let me down. And then directing, John picked Anora, and I picked Brutalist, because I refused to acknowledge Anora, the Anora suite. So in the end, John has 16, and I have 13. But as a matter of fact, you know, it's not really about winning. You know, it's about having fun. And golf and weight loss, you know, lower numbers are better. It just depends on your point of view, right? So we're all winners in the end, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
No, we all put the effort here.
Well, we wagered for it, and
Okay, so the wager is that, go on, tell them what's the competition.
So we're fans of Slash Film and looked at what they do, kind of. But we basically like decided that we were gonna do like the summer movie wager, pick a film that we wanted the other one to watch, good or bad, whatever. Just pick a movie that one of us wanted to watch.
I'm real scared. I'm real scared.
So I get to I pick then Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh my god. I haven't even I love the Midnight Suns. I don't think I've even finished that one.
Ghost Rider 2,
god Spirit damn.
Of Vengeance.
Because if you picked it like Blade Trinity, which I also haven't seen, I would at least say, okay, you know, it's a Blade movie. Fine, I'll watch that.
Directed by
at least it's a Nick Cage movie. Uh-huh.
Directed by the filmmakers who did Crank. And starring Nicolas Cage, a movie that I loved and everybody hated.
I never finished this. No way. Ghost Rider looks really cool in that one. His special effects look really cool. But
I think it is.
What the hell did they do to Danny? Danny looks so weird, and he's like a little kid. And why? And what have
I
you done?
I think it's
him?
An absolute trashy masterpiece, and I can't wait to talk about it with you.
Yeah, this is gonna come back for Secret Wars, so I guess I need to start preparing anyway. So.
Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance. Let's
okay.
go.
So then I need to watch this again, or actually finish it for the first time. And then you and I are going to do a review on it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to review Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Do I have like a timeline of when I need to watch it by?
Perhaps
the end of time?
We will schedule it, but let's try to schedule it like within the next like month or two.
Okay.
Like whenever,
okay.
You know, so whenever we got some depth, we'll figure it out. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's going to be the movie we're reviewing, yes. Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance. Coming at you.
Why did you do this to me? If I had won, I was going to make you watch Master of Disguise.
I mean, that would have been fine. I loved Dana Garvey.
Because I loved that movie when I was a kid. I love Master of Disguise. Yeah. And you look on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's like 2% or something. But yeah, I'm like, no, it is a fun movie.
I understand why. But yeah, but it's Dana Garvey. I love Dana Garvey.
All right. So instead of Master of Disguise, we have Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Some of that,
All
yeah,
right.
the Cosmic Circus.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's
All
been a
right,
good
that's it.
time.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Conan O'Brien, I want to be your friend. That's all.
Yeah, good, good. Conan, invite us on your podcast. We'll invite you on ours. Conan, come join
Yeah.
our podcast.
Yeah, come
We'll
on
do we'll do
ours.
ours.
We need a friend. We need a friend. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you everyone for watching. If you enjoyed our discussion, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. If you didn't enjoy our discussion, also like, subscribe, and leave a comment below. What did you think of the Oscars? What did you think of your predictions? What are you looking forward to for next year? Let us know. My name is Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky. Vin writes words.
I'm John, and you can find me at John. I'm John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Blue Sky.
That's the one. That's the one. Okay. Be sure to follow the CosmicCircus.com on Blue Sky and at My Cosmic Circus. We can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.